From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Voters are going to the polls today across the U.S. in this off-year election day. The races getting the most attention nationally are the ones for governor in New Jersey and Virginia, less than a year into President Obama's first term. In New Jersey, Democratic Governor John Corzine is trying to fend off challenges from Republican Chris Christie and Independent Chris Daggett. In Virginia, Democratic candidate Cree Deeds is battling Republican rival Bob McDonnell. Same-sex unions are on the ballot in Maine and Washington. Casinos are on the ballot in Ohio. In northern New York, a congressional seat is up for grabs today. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
This campaign has been bitter and hard-fought for weeks. What's certain is that for the first time in more than a century, a Republican will no longer represent this rural district. That's because moderate Republican Didi Scozzafava dropped out of the race over the weekend and then recorded robocalls yesterday urging her supporters to back Democrat Bill Owens. Meanwhile, the Conservative Party's Doug Hoffman appeared at a country and western rally last night. He urged supporters to send him to Washington to oppose House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and to help block Democrats bills aimed at changing the health care system. Turnout is expected to be key today, with labor groups backing the Democrat and Tea Party activists supporting the conservative. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.
There are mayoral races in some large cities today, including Detroit, Pittsburgh, Houston, and Atlanta. In New York, billionaire Mayor Michael Bloomberg is seeking a third term. Isaac Davey Aronson of member station WNYC has more.
Mayor Bloomberg is on track to spend more than $100 million on his re-election bid, devoting more of his own money to a campaign than any candidate in U.S. history. But his popularity has slipped somewhat, as his Democratic challenger, City Controller Bill Thompson, has charged him with betraying New Yorkers by overturning voter-approved term limits on his office and with being out of touch with average people. After months of constant TV ads and sometimes multiple Bloomberg mailers a day, even voters who like the mayor say his re-election push is overkill, and they may just stay home today. In an overwhelmingly Democratic city, that could be bad news for the independent Bloomberg, who's running on the Republican ballot line, but it might not be quite enough good news for Thompson. For NPR News, I'm Isaac Davey Aronson in New York.
The Commerce Department says orders to factories in the U.S. rebounded in September. It's the fifth increase in orders in 6 months. The report says orders for autos, heavy machinery, and military aircraft were all stronger. The latest sales figures from the nation's automakers are also due out today. At last check on Wall Street, stocks were trading lower. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 33 points. The Nasdaq was off by 9. The S&P 500 was down 2 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Berkshire Hathaway says it's agreed to buy Burlington Northern Santa Fe Corporation for $34 billion. The deal also calls for the assumption of $10 billion in debt. The boards of both companies have signed off on the deal, said to be the largest deal ever for Berkshire Hathaway. In a statement, Warren Buffett called the deal a huge bet on Burlington Northern Santa Fe and the railroad industry. Berkshire Hathaway already owns nearly a quarter of Burlington Northern. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell and his deputy are in Myanmar today for talks with the country's military rulers and members of the opposition. NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports.
Isolation hasn't worked in convincing Myanmar's military to free its political prisoners and restore democracy. So the Obama administration has decided to pursue engagement, though sanctions remain in effect. The trip is the latest in a series of confidence-building measures undertaken by the two governments in the past few months. Assistant Secretary of State Campbell is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Myanmar since a 1995 trip by then U.N. Ambassador Madeleine Albright. After their meetings with senior members of the military, the U.S. diplomats are scheduled to meet with detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. A spokesman for Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy has welcomed the visit, but says it's too early to tell whether it will help bring about change. The NLD won an overwhelming victory in the 1990 general election called by the military, a result that the military chose to ignore. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
The next police chief of Los Angeles will be announced today. The city's mayor has called a news conference where he'll name a successor to William Bratton. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.